ladies and gentlemen, y'all, please welcome singer, songwriter, actress, and my good friend from the hit show Real Housewives of Atlanta. Give it up for Candy Burry Show. Candy.
Hey.
Candy, good morning.
Good morning. Man, how y'all feeling?
Man, we
good
are.
Good morning, Mrs. Tucker.
Up in here, up in here chilling, doing the morning show. Been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, I'm on the West Coast. I'm in L.A., so.
Ooh.
What?
It feels super early for me.
Man, we are so happy. Yeah, thank you for getting up, because I know that's real early if you're on the West Coast. That means you didn't go to bed at like 10 or 11 o'clock, so you took a nap pretty much to do
that.
Yeah, you know exactly. First of all, congratulations. I'm so happy for you and the family on your new show, Candy and the Gang.
So
let us know, hey, Candy, how has it been, you know, trying to film and, you know, run multiple restaurants? Like, how do you do all of that?
You know, I mean, we just make it do what it do. The show, Candy and the Gang, is something that we've been trying to make happen for some years.
Right.
And then finally, the network decided to go ahead and do it last year. So we taped all summer, all the way up to like October. And we just glad that it's finally now out. You know, it's good for me because now, you know, my family, they get a chance to shine. My aunt is doing their thing on TV and my mama. So, you know, it's good to see them doing
and
it.
They so funny.
And the other people that work there. They hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
and Norma be tripping me out, yo.
What?
And Mama Joyce don't play, honey. She,
I
woo,
love it.
Mama Joyce can get to you. She get a whole lady in a minute
get mad,
and gather
she,
you on together,
she
honey.
Start talking real proper when she get mad. I love it.
Oh, Candy, I want to tell you, congratulations on your 100th episode of Speak On It.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome,
thank
honey.
You.
But I got a question. What would you say the hardest part about being a restaurant owner is?
Oh, man. Lately, you know, it's basically trying to keep staff. You know what I mean? We had such a high turnover over the last couple of years, and sometimes you can hardly get people to come in to work. So, that part is the hardest because that affects everything else. You know what I mean? Like, to make sure everything is what it needs to be, you got to have the right amount of people in there working and making sure everything is on point, you know?
Right.
So, it has been a struggle, but we finally getting it together. Thank the Lord.
Right. Right.
Right. So, Candy, you're not a stranger to shows or working businesses, any of that stuff. But how do you balance it with Todd, like your work and home life dynamic? How do you do that?
That's funny that you asked, because this year we, you know, I just told him I wanted to make like more of an effort so that we could still make sure we get our alone time.
Yes.
So now I'm planning like every month we just gonna have like a little weekend getaway just for the two of us, to not no work, nothing like that, just where we could just chill and have fun and cater to each other, you know? Because before, you know, we would wait to like have like a long week or whatever, and a lot of times you working all the time, you don't have like a whole week to take off to do nothing, so you end up never doing nothing, you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
So if you just say, okay, I just need 2 days for us to go and just reboot, you know, and that's what we've been doing.
Now, Candy, now me and my friend Shell, we watch this show every Sunday. Now, I think, what's his name, the manager, Philip, is that the guy's name?
Yes, Philip.
Okay, now, I'm like Todd. I like Philip because Todd, I mean, because he's strict and he wants business to be done. But you're a little soft, Delta, honey, but we're going to let you make it on now. but honey, he means business, and these girls, ain't, no, you don't come to work to play. You come to work to work.
Hello.
But nevertheless, my question, but my question is this. Now, there was a report came out that you may have changed your mind about working with Phaedra on Real Housewives. Is that true?
Oh, child, why we even bring it up?
No, okay.
Next question. It's not going there anymore. What's up? What's the next question?
I got one for you, Candy. Like, what's one guilty pleasure you have? What's something that your fans and followers may not know about Candy Burris?
What is something they may not know? Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I mean, I think a lot of people didn't know how I am very, I got a lot of compassion for the people that work for me. So I am very lenient. And that's what a lot of people wasn't expecting, that you know, because I guess, you know, people think, you know, okay, I'm a businesswoman, I do a lot of stuff, and so people would think that I am as lenient as I am on some of the people that work with me. So you people are just now starting to see that.
Right, I thought you were going to say, I'd be getting up, going a quick trip in the middle of the night. I had to have me some sweet tarts and some autumn love.
Well, okay, it's another thing. I only sleep on average probably 4 hours a night.
What?
So, like, I get up late. Yeah.
Girl,
I get up,
sound like me.
I stay up late and I get up early.
Candy, you don't take no CBD on?
Sound like me.
No, I don't do none of it.
Candy
don't even drink, Ricky.
Okay.
Boy, y'all going to sleep.
No.
Y'all ass going to sleep so hard one day.
I know, right?
Boy, and Brett,
I mean,
you be
like
up all night.
When I can.
No. It's hard.
We
it's
both
hard.
Like that.
It's hard because you be thinking, you be trying to think of what the next master plan is, and you can't go to sleep when you lay down. Then you
exactly.
got to get up early in the morning. I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we all know that you are a super mom-treneur instead of entrepreneur. Mom-treneur.
Yes,
okay.
Ricky.
Yeah, what other projects you working on?
Our group Escape, we got some extra new secret that we working on that I can't wait for people to see. I can't tell yet, but a lot of people know we got some shows coming up. We got the big... That's what we're doing with Mary J. Blige on Mother's Day weekend in Atlanta. We got some more shows in Vegas, but then we have something else that we got coming that we can't tell everybody yet, but yeah,
right.
Something happening.
No, man, we are so happy for you, and thank you. And you know, I personally love you. You know, I did a whole speech last week on the radio about people that take up for you.
Coming for you, yep.
And I'll never forget that time you took up for me on the reel, and I'll never forget. Like, when I think about you, that's what I think about, because that's so personal and dear to me or whatever. And I just absolutely love you, and I've been a fan for years, and I just can't. It's just hard to believe that we actually friends, because I had your picture up on my wall. What's that magazine?
Right on.
Come on, you went.
Hey, Candy, everybody had your from my high school had your picture up on like in college had your picture up on the wall.
Yeah,
we tell yours.
Come on now.
I think
we've been friends for a long time, and I'm just glad that it's good that we can have each other back, right? You know,
right.
we've been
absolutely.
In the game for a minute.
Yeah.
So we have to, like, look out for each other, you know?
I'll take a bullet for you today, boy. I don't play about you, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Don't miss Candy and the Gang Sundays at 9, 8 Central on Bravo. Y'all give it up and show your love for Candy Burrow.
Shout out to the aunties. Yeah.
All right, Candy, love you.
I love y'all, too.